works on my body. He said the word of God works on my daily activities. He said the word of God gives me new experiences. He said the word of God gives me brand new experiences. Okay, Psalm 46. Rakim, all our audio lines, are they working? Thank you. So Psalm 46 verse 1. So call this, can the Bible be wrong? This is two pattern, this pattern. Okay, Psalm 46 verse 1. We do our best to make everything less stressful. Hope we have enough work for the night. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. Are you there, come on? Let me wait for you, please. Each of these Bible texts are very essential. And this first part, I will be a bit fast or faster than I should. So God is our refuge, right? God is our refuge and strength, a very what? Present help in trouble. When a man is in trouble, does God prepare to help him? Or God is ready to help? So he said a very present help in trouble. So if he doesn't manifest this as touching salvation, then where else? Praise God. So God's word, I call it, is both past and present. God's word is both past and present, like we studied yesterday, not future. His word is past, his word is present, not future. Past in his intention, present in his ability. Hallelujah. So past in his intention, but what? Present in his what? Ability. So like I told you yesterday, God's word to the prophet is I am. Can you hear that light over there? You can see. God's word to the prophet is I am. It was in the place of translation from C to D that I am became what? I will. He was not gathering power to save men. He was and he is. Check that Genesis 12 again, verse 1. He was not trying to gather power to save mankind. He is an ever-present help in trouble. He has been ready from Genesis. He has been ready before creation. That's bad. So now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee down, Genesis 12 verse 1, out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you, and I will make, funny enough, all those I will, that will is not even the Hebrew word there, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I think in a series we did a while ago, I told you that, well, all those I will bless them that bless you, it's not really a blessing. I will cause them, I cause you. It's not really from God, because that's the real redemptive statement here is what? It's which one? In thee shall what? All the nation of the earth be blessed. That means both the man that is blessing you and the one that is causing you, in you will everyone be what? Be blessed. So that I will bless only those that bless you, it looks like karma. Looks like what man sows, the reap. I will cause them that cause you. Looks like sowing, getting, you understand? Getting what you are sowing. And I've told you that. So God does not use sowing and reaping in relation to sin. What God gives is forgiveness of sin. So what you are seeing over there is a clear, imperfect communication. Very imperfect. God's word is, I have made thee a great nation. God's word is, I have blessed thee. God's word is, I have made thy name great. God's word is, you are a blessing. God's word is, in you is all the families of the earth blessed. Because if you are saying it is, I will. The question is, when? When will you do what you say you will do? And the answer will be when man believes. Now, I will explain that right now. So, when the prophet used I will is a statement of preaching, expecting man to believe. I will signifies a preaching of faith. But faith itself is I have. But I will is used expecting man to receive the promise as his own. Promise received is no longer a promise. Promise received is a reality. So you see, go back to see one utterance in Genesis 14 verse 18. No, it's so sad that some people are sick in Israel waiting for their own Messiah. Based on the utterance, he said, yes, he said he will bless, he said he's coming. Genesis 14, 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Verse 19. Everybody, let's read together. I want to go. And he blessed him and said, what? Blessed be Abraham of the Most High, possessor of what? Heaven and earth. So he didn't say, Abraham, you'll be blessed. What did he call him? Blessed is Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not future. So after years of inquiry, now go to Genesis 17 again, the one we read yesterday. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. That is a reproof to him, because the last chapter was an imperfect chapter for Abraham. Verse 2, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Verse 4, as for me, go to verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Verse 6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. See all the I will. Now see the next, see verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will again. Of course, I just didn't want to also go into Hebrew grammar. All those I will, the tense is not even there. But I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son, and Sarah had it in the tent of the door that was behind him. In verse 14, go to verse 14. Is there anything to add for the Lord? At the time appointed. Now this is where I'm going. At the time appointed, according to the what? Time of life. And Sarah shall what? Shall have a son. So the question is, when is the time appointed? This is when Abraham, I think this is when Abraham started realizing that, I think God, until I die, God's, all I will keep hearing is, I will do it, sir. God, this is 25 years from when you told me the first I will. See, God's word is self-validating. God's word is self-validating. Go to that Romans 4 verse 13 now. Paul told us clearly what was happening. Romans 4 13. God's word is self-validating. Abraham need not wait for 25 years to receive the promise of God. When he said he will, he is ready to do. In fact, the word he will is used by the prophets expecting man towards to believe. Is a word that is expecting a response. Are you with me, brethren? Come on. Don't get dull on me. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Please hold on. I have to start analyzing some stuff. Now, look at your Bible. Look at it very well. See that I think again. For the promise that it should be. The promise that it should be. That should be. That should be. The whole of should be. It's a Greek word. E-I-N-A-I. 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 It simply means to exist. It means to happen. It was not a future tense. It means to exist, to happen, to be present. To exist, to happen, to be present. So, if you put that there, I will simply say, for the promise that he is the heir of the world. It's not should be. It's not postdated. God never brought a postdated check for Abraham to cash later. Please pay attention to this sermon. This one will be short. Please listen to the end. Now, the next word there that may confuse a lot of people is the word promise. Promise is a Greek word, epagelia, epa, granite, right? E-P-A-G-G-E-L-I-A. It can mean an information. That word promise, that epangelia, it can mean an information. It can mean a message. It can mean a divine assurance of good. A divine assurance of good or a pledge. Please focus. A pledge, a divine assurance of good. Now pay attention. Funny enough, that word is from another Greek word, which is E-P-A-G-G-E-L-O. E-P-A-G-G-E-L-O. Epangelo. Let's write this one just as I'm giving you. It's from a word that means asserting something respecting yourself. Let me say it again. Asserting something while respecting oneself. That means this thing I'm saying, while I am saying it, I am respecting myself. So let me say it again. Asserting something, respecting oneself. Awesome. So actually, the word promise does not actually mean something like, I want to bless you. It's rather telling you how committed I am to bless you. It's not about future. It's more about how ready I am. Praise God. So when you are seeing that God made a promise to the Father, it's not like God is telling you that, guys, just wait. I will try. I am coming soon. No. The word promise is to tell man how prepared God is to bless. Go back to Romans 4, verse 17. Don't worry, you will get it before I finish this sermon. It's short. And as it is written, Have you seen it? Romans 4, 17. Are you there? Let's read together. I want to go. As it is written, I have, right? I have made. Say, I have made. Say, I have made. So it was Paul that now straightened, like I said, Paul did some grammatical reconstruction for us. He was saying, this is exactly what God is saying. God was never saying, I will. He said, as it's written, I have made thee a father of what? Many nations, before him whom he believed, even what? God who quickeneth the dead, and what? Calleth those things which be not as though they were. So, who is calling those things which be not as though they were? Is it God or Abraham? Huh? No, it will. When God is looking at Abraham, what is God seeing? A father of what? Many nations. So who will have to call the things he is not seeing as though he is seeing it? Who? Abraham. You get that? God's white is white. God will not say, although this is black, let me start calling it white so it can become white. No. God's word is I am. He is ever present. His word is self-validating. So God is not exercising faith to make Abraham a man, a father of many nations. So I wrote it in my note this way. Calling the things which be not as though they were is an exercise of faith to believe in God. Of course, that is for Abraham. Calling the things which be not as though they were is the exercise of faith. That is Abraham daring to believe God's word. Calling the things which be not as though they were. That is Abraham daring to believe God's word. And somebody wrote a book, say, I dare to call him father. Well, we don't dare. We know he's our father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, God is at home with me. So now, you now see, for you to understand, it was because verse 17 was separated from verse 18. That was why I can say we had a confusion. But you know, like Pastor Yanka, we said that it's better the Bible is even written without what? Chapters and verses. So can we read verse 17 and 18 together without stopping? One, two, go. Yes? As written, I have made thee father of many nations, for whom we believe, God who raised the dead, and calleth those things which be not now, as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the what? Father of stuff. So, after he said in verse 17 that even God who quickeneth the dead from that place. Therefore, because God quickens the dead, therefore, Abraham started what? Calling the things which be not as though they were. Next verse now tells you how he did it. Who against hope, right? Against the physical hope of his 100 years old, deadness of Sarah's womb, believed in hope. Which hope did he now believe? God's word. What is the first hope? His physical predicament. What is the hope he dared to believe in? God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who? I tell you the truth. Learn faith, okay? We must all be students of faith. Pity does not make God's word work. Pity does not make God's word to work. Crying, Ominje oju mi bere anu re, Baba, it does not cause God's word to work. Self-pity, call it anything. God, now maybe this. Cry, I want to know you. It does not matter. Amen, amen. So according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Hallelujah. Praise God. 19, and be not, is this the God? Who is in verse 19 now? Who is doing this? And being not what? Weak in the faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about what? So before he was 100 years old, what was happening to him? He was weak in faith. But from that chapter 17, that was when I told you that things now started changing. He took a process. Firstly, he changed his name. Amen. Started calling himself. Because don't forget, don't say God changed his name. That's funny. He's not going to change his own name. Should I tell you why?
If you receive a name now in your dream that, okay, your name shall not be called Tola, your name is now Toe. If all you had was that dream, and you never woke up in the morning to tell Star J, now my name is Toe. I know that. Have you changed your name? Hello? So that means, is that progressive activity of faith? That was what matters, not the revelation. The progressive activity of faith. Focus, because I'm going to enter Hebrews 6 very soon. So, be not weak in the faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God. It's called a promise because he has not received to you. It's not a promise, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's called a promise to Abraham because he has not believed. 21. And being what? Fully persuaded. There is something called being fully persuaded. That which he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was what? Imputed to him for righteousness. So, when was the appointed time that the angel spoke about in Genesis 17? When he said, according to the appointed time, I will return to you. When? Huh? When Abraham will receive or believe, not when God will do it. When the angel appeared to Mary, he said, how shall this thing be? He said, the Holy Ghost shall what? Overshadow you, and the power of the highest shall come upon you. Say, and that only thing that shall be born of you shall be called the son of the highest. Say, and thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month which she was called barren. Why? For with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Remember what Pastor Stephen told you last week? That what? Is better rendered like no word of God is what? Without power. Say no word of God is without power. That means when God spoke in Genesis 12, does his word have power? Amen, amen. When God spoke to Abraham, to Adam in Genesis 3, does his word have power? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, when will the blessing happen? When man believes. So, when the prophet is telling you that God wants to bless you, it's not about when God wants to do it as much as when you will receive his blessing. Hebrews 6 now, verse 13. Say God is ready. Say he's ever present in time of trouble. Say he does not prepare to do good. Say God does not prepare to do good. Say God is good to us. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6 verse 13. Come on. Let's take it step by step like this today. Hebrews 6 13. He does not prepare. Does not take one step, two step. When you see the word promise, you see it again here. Don't see promise as, oh God, God promised me. God promised me. Like I told you before, I remember when I was in my old church, I read there was a man that told me, he said, God has promised him God promised me years ago that a day is coming that he will be ministry, that his ministry, that will be ministry, and a whole stadium will be filled with people hearing him. After 5 years, I looked at him. He all has not gathered to listen to him. Till now, I didn't know if the auditorium is already listening to him. At times, we see visions, we see stuff, expecting that God said he would do it. Do not err, my beloved brother. Till some people die, they will say, God has promised me. And the ridiculous one, you even see the things that God has promised some people. So God promised me a bull from the United States of America. I saw him in a vision. You haven't heard of that before? No, it's because of the things you are hearing. That's why you don't see some rubbish visions. If you are in a church where what you hear every Sunday is success or relationship seminar, your experiences will be different. You won't be seeing Jesus. You've seen Ramsey Noah.
Hebrews 6:13.
For when God made promise to Abraham, because he, now see this stuff. See the choice of word used with the promise to tell you that it's not a promise that is waiting to happen. It's a promise that is ready to happen. See, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Why should God swear on top of a promise? So that what Abraham can believe at an instant. It's not swearing to tell you that, don't worry, on that said day, I will do it. No, the swearing is just like, it's just like a repetition for man to dare to believe God's word. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you, Lord Jesus. 14, saying, surely, say surely, surely. Blessing in, I will bless thee. I will multiply thee. Although, watch out, if you are with a Greek Bible over there, you see that all those will accept, they are never a standalone Greek word. But let's leave it like that. 15, and as after he had what? Patiently endured. I'm coming to that word now. He obtained the promise. Write this in your notes. The endurance was not with God, but with himself in the school of faith. That endurance was not he enduring with God to fulfill his promise. That endurance is endurance with yourself in the school of faith. Faith is a school. And most times, some people just come to a special program and they expect things to just jump on them. Just jump on them. Just pull up. Some people haven't believed God, maybe for healing, for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, nothing. Oh yeah, straight to India to do malaria surgery. Like, why do I call it a school of faith? Don't you know that you have a lot of junks of unbelief to flush out? Junks. Abraham was 75. 75 years that he has been calling himself, 75 years of hopelessness. For me, your brother has finished?
Okay, sorry. No, you had a tired day. Just try and flow.
Several junks that we have to flush out. That's why when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17, for those that try to cast out a demon and the demon refused to respond, when he told them that this one went not out but by what? Prayers and what? Fasting. It's not the demon, no. Amen? It's not the demon. It's what? What is prayers and fasting? Huh? The unbelief. You yourself in the school of faith. That's the point. That's prayers and fasting. Prayers and fasting is needed not to cast out demons, but it's needed for you at times to dare to believe God. And what is meant of prayer and fasting? Consecrations. Focus. Turning his name from Abraham to Abraham is simply, sorry, Abraham to Abraham is simply focus. Like I told you in the last time, you don't need to do that. You don't need to follow that. Hallelujah. So, it's not the need, it's not the healing, it's not the casting out of demons that needs prayers and fasting. So rather than say that I want to go somewhere and to learn, like the example I gave you last time, to get masters in divinity, why not be patient with yourself in the school of it? You are not waiting on God to give. You are waiting on yourself to receive. It takes patience. Waiting on yourself. Giving yourself time. You are not giving God time. You are giving yourself time to believe God. Hebrews 6:16. So, why we have so much swear words, repetition to Abraham was for him to believe. When God is advertising himself to man like this, is for man to believe. Say faith receives what God has provided. Don't get tired that you don't talk. Say faith, sirs. As receive, say faith receives what God has provided. That is why he told them in Hebrews 4, he said, this rest has been available before the foundation of the world. Say, let us therefore labor, lest any man should fall after the same example of unbelief. He said, the word preached unto them did not profit them. Why? Being not mixed with faith in them that heard it. So verse 16 of Hebrews 6, I'm coming to that. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the what? Heirs of promise, the what? Unchangeable nature, immutability, unchangeability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. 18, that by two unchangeable things, immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, meaning God spoke, God reconfirmed what he said. Why? Why two immutable things? Why? Why? That we might have what? A strong, look at your Bible, a strong consolation. Hallelujah. That's faith. Who has fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Praise God. That man might believe. Which hope we have as an what? Anchor for the soul. Both sure. Say it's sure. Say it's steadfast. Which enter into that within the veil wherein the foreigner has first entered. Even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Say God's word, is now. Say not post-dated. Say it's ever ready to save. Say he's ever ready to save. Come on, say God is ever ready to save. Say same way, he's ever ready to heal. Hallelujah. Say he's powerful enough to do it now. Say he's powerful enough to do it now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He does not prepare to bless his man. You are his man. He does not prepare to bless his creation. You are his creation. He does not prepare. He is prepared, but dare to believe God. You can apply this to even things that you ask for God in prayers. You can apply things to your ministry. You can apply things to healings, not for yourself and for your loved ones. The patience is not. Don't look at God trying to say something. The patience is with yourself in the school of faith. Amen, amen, amen. That means at times, you are, let me apply it to healings, for instance. You are praying for something. You are receiving something. I receive health for my body. Hallelujah. I receive health for my body. The Spirit of God lives in me. He quickens my mortal body towards health right now. You are saying that today. You said it, you slept. You woke up tomorrow and the next day, the thing is still there. What must you remember? God is ready. So remembering God is ready, what should you do? Say it again. So the patience is not with God. What patience is now with what? With yourself. I don't give up with my confession. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. See that story of Abraham. For 25 years, Abraham kept carrying over that God will do it. God will do it. And 25 years passed. 25 years, it's not a joke. That's nursery school, primary school, university, NYC. Unless you are underage. Amen.
Job.
Job.
Yes.
Oh. Oh Lord. Which generation am I from? Double promotion. That's how you get to the place. You cannot perform anyway, and they perform. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So 25 years of saying God will do it. And the 25 years does not mean God say, hey, angels, guys, this guy is not receiving now. Let's do something. Just help him. Pity him now. This guy has not actually, he's 100. Guys, pity him. No. Until he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Don't forget, it was not immediately in that Genesis 17 that Isaac came. Oh, but between that Genesis 17 and Genesis 20, it was what? It was actually a very short time. It was the same 100 years old. Are you with me? It's not the same 100 years old. Maybe we should look at it. I think it was the same year. Because scripture quoted Isaac to come at 800. So I can say it took some months of Abraham changing his words. Changing his word. And not only changing it and giving up, changing it and being patient with himself in the school of faith. Hallelujah. Say, I'm in the school of faith. Say, I'm in the school of faith. Say, I don't give up because the result is sure. Say, as touching ministry, I don't give up. As touching my disciples, I don't give up. I know I have received what I have prayed to God. Therefore, I don't give up. Hallelujah. So let these teachings change your perspective towards faith. How to receive. This is not just some theories that we are trying to bring into you by telling you stuff. No. Amen, amen. He is ready. This is the confidence. When we know he hears us, we know that we have whatsoever petition that we required of him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, pray in tongues, everybody. Just pray in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Santendo, Santede, Zotitel, Stagabanda. Just pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Hano, Saba, Tebo, Saba, Sebo, Lata, Legebada, da Rosavela. Zebola da da rosa de da. Zekula stoga vali roko palestega vite te te. Limona na reza valada. Libro la teke vola zovala tete. Thank you, Lord. I understand him by spirit. By his spirit, God, he's not mysterious to, I understand him, let's sing, standing.